Tuesday night from the Perry Reese Junior Community Center, Highland gets the win in a back-and-forth basketball game against Coshocton by a final score of 54-40. It was, as I said, back-and-forth. Six lead changes in the first quarter, and the first quarter ended with Coshocton in the lead 10-8. We'd had four more lead changes in the second quarter, but at the half, it was Highland in the lead 22-21. But in that third quarter, Highland outscoring Coshocton 17-8 to extend their lead to 10 at 39-29, and they would continue to outscore Coshocton 15-11 in the fourth for the final score of 54-40. Leading the way for the offense of Highland was Will Schlabaugh. He had 22 points, his 14th double-digit scoring game, a big-time game for him, also hitting five threes as well as a bunch of shots from the foul line. 22 points for Will Schlabaugh, leading everybody here offensively. After that, Grant Miller with 9 points, all of his coming from beyond the arc. 8 points for Ryan Miller, 8 points off the bench for Isaac Schlabaugh, 5 points for Tony Yoder, and two for J.J. Miller for their total of 54. On the other side for Coshocton, they were led in scoring by Abe Jarvis. He had 3 three-pointers. Tucker Nelson had 8 points, also 8 points for Zach Jennings, all of his coming in the second half of action. With the victory, Highland moves to a record of 10-6. With the loss, Coshocton falls to 5-7. Reporting for WKLM Sports, I'm Brandon Benter.